WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Dave, Steve, wake up. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 20th of September, Anno Domini 2003, and you are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
Yeah, I'm Dave Enright.
Wake up, Dave, I guess. I'm Steve Ray.
I'm not Paul Pasqualoni. I'm Tony Plasilla.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And this is Soundbites. And yes, it is indeed the 20th of September, and that means it is Dave Enright's birthday.
29 again.
55 years old.
Yep. Matter of fact, I even got to say hello to my grandson, Cody, because he came over with a... he knows I like ice cream cake.
Yeah.
So him and my daughter brought over my own ice cream cake.
That's very sweet. Cody, we all like ice cream cake. So come on down to the studio. We're waiting for one.
He'd probably tell his mom to do it, too.
Yes, he would. Don't bother, because we have to go to the news now, and we're going to start with Dave.
Boy, you're really putting me to the wall.
It's your birthday. You're working on it.
All right, there's another the virus creators, if you even want to call them that, have found another hole in IE.
And no.
Yeah.
Thank heaven I was sitting.
I mean, that rock-solid code. You know, what can I say? But it's coming as supposedly another patch via Microsoft, and it's a Swin virus. Again, go to the Microsoft website. Get the patches there. And as I stated before, and I know this came up as a topic in the forums, Microsoft normally does not send out patches. Or, you know, they'll send out notifications, but they do not usually send you patches unless you sign up for the service, because I know I was corrected. Oh, yes, they do. But it's, again, the key word is you have to go to the Microsoft service and sign up for that service, and you will get the notification and patch from Microsoft then. Otherwise, if you're not signed up.
And if they're sending you something, they sign it.
Yes. And otherwise, they don't just send it to everybody, because they don't know who the heck's using it. They don't keep that database. So if you haven't signed up for the service, then you've got to go to the website, go there, and get the update.
And just think how slow the Internet would get if Microsoft sent every patch to every 200 million users.
The easiest way, folks, is if you're using Internet Explorer, is go over to Tools. One of the things is... Windows updates. You click there, it'll take you to the page. It'll scan your system for any updates. You can do it there. And again, update your antivirus. This is going to be sort of a low-rated worm, supposedly, by both Symantec and Norton right now. They're not saying it's that big of a thing. But again, update, get those patches, and get your virus program updated.
Always. That's a daily gizmo. You can do that every day. Steve, anything at all going on in the Mac world?
Well, we've had a slew of new product announcements over the last couple of weeks that we haven't got to, biggest of which was announced this past week at Apple Expo in Paris. First, a couple of weeks ago, we had the new iPods, now available in 10, 20, and 40 gigabyte models. The 40 gig model will now hold 10,000 songs in your pocket. The really neat thing is it's also a portable hard drive. So in addition to music, you can carry around files with you for transport. We've also had updates to the iMac consumer machine with the flat panel monitor, now up to 1.25 gigahertz G4s. The price on the 15-inch model dropped to $12.99. The 17-inch model is now $17.99 at that 1.25 gigahertz. And then the big announcement that came out last week is a new line of PowerBooks. They have increased the clock speed of all of their PowerBooks. The 12-inch model is now 1 gigahertz. And they released a new aluminum 15-inch model at 1.25 gigahertz at the high end. And their 17-inch whiz-bang model is now 1.33 gigahertz. And the price dropped $300. So that was really amazing. They increased the clock speed. They increased the memory. They increased the hard drive. They put the better Radeon Mobility 9600 graphic card in it, and they dropped the price. So it was a really, really neat thing. So now they've got the 12-inch for ultra-portable. The 17-inch is what I'm calling a desktop replacement. So most people, when they get back to their office, they plug into a big monitor, big keyboard, big everything. Well, now it's all built in. And then the 15-inch is the nice combination of the two. So well-rounded laptop line. Apple also announced that the industry average for laptops is about 24-25% of units sold. Apple is running 42% laptops.
Wow.
So it's almost becoming, you know, they're shooting for 50-50, and it's almost becoming everyone's going to get a laptop because they're powerful enough anyway. And he actually compared, I got to figure out where Steve Jobs learns how to pronounce some words. He was comparing the Apple 17-inch against another brand from Toshiba.
Toshiba.
Maybe that is the correct Japanese pronunciation.
Maybe.
And the Toshiba 17-inch laptop is nearly twice as thick as the Apple 17-inch laptop. And in fact, they said that the entire Macintosh laptop is thinner than just the base unit of the Toshiba laptop without the screen connected to it. So Apple has done some amazing engineering to squeeze in the components and get a 17-inch laptop at just barely 1 inch thick.
Now, as soon as Apple comes out with a tablet-type PC running every application they have using the Newton technology,
that's built into 10.2, called Inkwell. And if you have a graphics tablet, you can use it just fine now. But that's one thing we keep expecting Apple to do, is reinvent the Newton, come out with a tablet PC that actually works. With all the hype that Microsoft touted their tablet PCs with, they haven't caught on yet.
Well, it'll happen. Of course, now, this would be the first instance of Apple following Microsoft and bringing out a new product.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a couple of times I've done that. They're talking about the user switching in 10.3. The Windows XP has fast user switching. You can easily switch from logged in users. With the current Mac OS, you have to log out of one user, log into the next one. The next version of the OS, they're going to have this fast user switching, and Jobs said, Microsoft may have done it first, but Apple's going to do it better.
There you go.
Instead of just a straight swap, they're doing transitional rotations. The whole screen rotates into the next user screen.
That's right.
Got we have to do it better.
Do it. It has to be pretty. Right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we now have proof positive that the economy is improving. And to prove it, we have these short but beautiful economic dramas for your edification and delectation. Back in just a couple of minutes with more sound bites. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Sheller, and me, Nick Francesco, on Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
If you're shopping for a Lexus, Infiniti, BMW, or Audi, visit Best Volvo right now. Because Best Volvo is offering you the opportunity to own or lease an incredible certified S80 for less than half the price of a new one. Best Volvo only has 10 remaining certified S80s on the lot, and they're taking $1,500 off the price this month. That means you can own or lease an impeccable S80 for as little as $21,000. Remember, these can be owned or leased. All are loaded with leather, CD, sunroof, power, everything, and more. And since these were all lease turn-ins, miles are as low as 35,000, and they come with a certified warranty. Own or lease an S80 for as little as $21,000. There's only one catch. These will go fast, and you have to act by the end of the month. Best Volvo.
Best Volvo.
Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from GreenShield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get GreenShield's local service and support. With GreenShield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give GreenShield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. GreenShield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the thingamajig.
See, that's the one gizmo that you can use to control a bunch of different gizmos from the comfort of your own sofa.
So at Radio Shack, what do you ask for?
One of those thingamajigs.
We'll direct you to the easy-to-use 6-in-1 remote with an animated backlit display for your TV, DVD, and 4 other gizmos. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
A thingamajig by any other name would be just as sweet to Bernie Mac.
Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The most risk-taking show on television is the most anticipated premiere of the season. Everything is changing, except everything you love about The Practice.
What's this about bringing a hooker to a client's wedding?
The invitation said significant other.
I assure you, she was extremely significant.
James Spader joins the cast on the season premiere of The Practice. Chris O'Donnell guest stars. Sunday, September 28th at 10, 9 Central. ABC puts on Sunday's best.
Guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Plasilla.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And this is Soundbites. We've heard news from Dave and Steve, and now Tony Plasilla will give us news and a rant. Take it away, Mr. Plasilla.
Microsoft is in more serious trouble than they think about. Ford just told them to go pound sand.
To put it politely,
yeah. Ford is joining the ranks of governments and local authorities across the world that have switched from Microsoft software to Linux. They're running their sales operations, human resources, customer relations management, and the rest of its infrastructure on
nice.
Linux. This follows on closely on the heels of a small database company you may have heard of called Oracle.
Yeah.
That just last month transitioned their entire internal operations over to Linux.
Yeah.
Fully supported.
Along with several other countries, by the way,
yeah.
Been doing the same thing.
Yeah, and Microsoft is they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Because they're no longer able to play the heavy-handed player they do. I know of an instance of a university in Australia where they wanted to deploy some web servers and file servers running Linux, and Microsoft sales reps came in and said, well, if you do that, there go your discounts.
Right.
We're not going to give you any more discounts. And the provost basically said, okay, the next time you hear from us when we migrate everything over.
Right.
And that's going on in Japan, but Japan is not going to tell them. Japan, one of these days, Microsoft is going to wake up and approximately 45% of their market is going to be gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's understandable. Those of us in this, you know, in the security business that know this, this code is crap. I mean, to put it bluntly.
But how do you really feel?
Well,
I hate
you know,
when he holds back.
Yeah, think about this, though. You know, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Privilege separation. What purpose could it possibly solve when a user space application like email or a web browser has system level access?
What is the point of video drivers running in Ring Zero?
What is the point? Yeah. What is the point of an application designed to process text now processing applications and opening executables that run in Ring Zero that take over your system?
Ring Zero is the most privileged section of an operating system, and it has access to everything.
Yeah, hard drive and kernel. I mean, you know, Microsoft took the object tag. Those that write HTML, there's an object tag that's an extension to HTML. That's Microsoft specific. They're
right.
Embrace and extend. And all these worms that are coming through in what they're talking, what Dave was talking about, IE, what happens when you open up something in Outlook because it's so tied together, so integral into the operating system, or so they say, you lose any potential possibility of any kind of system security. I mean, on a standard Unix system, yeah, you can shoot yourself in the foot.
But you have to work at it.
Yeah, but you can shoot yourself in the foot.
Right.
You can't shoot the operating system
right.
in the foot. The whole concept of the code is just poorly written from a security standpoint. What do they call that? They're trusted computing.
Trusted computing initiative.
And it's a joke. It is a complete joke.
Well, that's right up there with the government saying they're going to help, you know, ban all this porn and everything else on the internet. It's like, yeah, right. That's like one hand clapping.
Right, right.
Hello, it's called the World Wide Web.
It's not going to happen. Listen, we're going to take another quick break just because I personally teared up at the last set of commercials. They were so good. So we're going to do it again, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Shellard, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Borders, language, and culture. Michael Savage.
When they say to me, what do you really believe in with the Paul Revere Society in your show?
Michael Savage.
Borders, language, and culture. They say, what does that mean?
Michael Savage.
And I tell them, close the borders. Get rid of the illegal alien. Make English the official language. There's no assimilation here. And recognize that the commonalities of our culture are what holds us together.
Weeknights, 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Before you go out of the country to get LASIK surgery, see what Robbins Laser Sight can do for you. Just like Lisa and Mark McKelvey, they both had LASIK eye surgery done locally by Dr. Alan Robbins.
I watched his after I had mine done.
her eyes were already good enough 15 minutes after her operation that she could watch me get mine done.
Yeah.
A TV screen from 15 feet away, which pre-operation we wouldn't be able to read or see anything remotely.
No way.
It's unbelievable.
I love it. I can see the golf ball finally.
Robbins Laser Sight is the only facility in the Rochester area and one of the few in the entire Northeast to offer an FDA-approved wavefront guided custom cornea treatment. You don't have to go out of the country to save money on LASIK surgery. 0% financing is now available. Robbins Laser Sight, clearly ahead of the curve. Call for a free in-depth evaluation.
Clearly Robbins.
787-2020. 787-2020.
Get set for the final weekend of the Oktoberfest at Irondequoit. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll hear the spectacular yodeling of the incomparable Richard Brandl, the happy sounds of the famous Stratton Mountain Boys, the fabulous Frankfurters, the Hoburg-Baum Band from Europe, and the rollicking rhythm makers. It all happens this weekend. All the fine, fun-filled Bavarian atmosphere. All the great taste of German cooking. It's all at the Irondequoit Oktoberfest. You can win a trip for two to Captiva Island, courtesy of American Airlines. Win a trip for two to Innsbruck, Austria. It's all at Camp Eastman on Lakeshore Boulevard, just west of Durand Eastman Park. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there's lots of free parking, too. The 16th annual Irondequoit Oktoberfest is brought to you in part by Silver Flaw Sauerkraut, Hatch Leonard Naples, American Airlines, Romeo Land Development, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 13, and WHAM. Proceeds!
It is the policy of Clear Channel to provide equal employment opportunity to all qualified individuals without regard to their race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, disability, sexual orientation, or any other characteristic provided by law in all personnel actions. If your organization distributes information about employment opportunities to job seekers, please contact Kim Klein at Clear Channel Rochester by calling 585-454-4884. Write to her at 207 Midtown Plaza, Rochester, New York, 14604. Or log on to our website at clearchannelrochester.com for more details.
Oh, this heartburn.
That's more than heartburn.
What?
That's more than heartburn. That pressure and bloating is gas.
Oh, I heard you. It's just that you're a talking bottle.
I'm Maalox Max. Fast heartburn relief plus strong gas relief.
Oh, that's a relief.
That's Maalox Max. When you have it all, treat it all.
For fast relief of heartburn and the pressure and bloating from gas, count on Maalox Max. Use as directed. Look for it in Walgreens' Stomach Remedies display. And check your Sunday, September 21st newspaper insert for coupons.
Watch the Radio Music Awards live on NBC Monday, October 27th at 9, 8 central. Brought to you by Trim Spa. Trim Spa got Anna Nicole Smith's supermodel trim. See her at trimspa.com. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and GNC.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back indeed. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pastor.
And I'm Craig Schauer.
And this Texas sound bites. We'll get to the phones in just a minute. Thank you for holding on. You're all very patient. Before we do, I want to talk about this week's trivia question. Our prize is something very special this week. As you know, we've and this goes along with our poll for the week. We hear this all the time. Pop up.
Yes.
So we are giving away the ultimate pop up killer, Stopzilla, or as I like to think of it,
go
Stopzilla. The pop-up killer.
And it does one heck of a job. I mean, I've got it on my machine. It's great to finally get rid of all those annoying pop-ups.
Yep, they're all gone, and it's Stopzilla that does it. If you want to see the product, stopzilla.com is the place to go. We are giving away a free and fully registerable copy of Stopzilla. You get a CD key and everything on it. It's terrific. And all you have to do is be the first person to correctly answer this week's trivia question and then go pick it up between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. here high atop Midtown Plaza in the luxurious Wham Control Suite. So this week's question is, who is Amit Yoren and who did he replace?
Hey Rochester, Doug Miller here from the Rhinos. The soccer season's over and my wife Carrie and I are busier than ever. So it's important for us to stay in touch. Thanks to our friends at Steel Communication and our Nextel phones, it's easy. With Nextel, we have great cellular service and the walkie-talkie feature, which is also a great option for quick conversations. For example, just the other day I was in Philadelphia and my plane got canceled. I direct connected my wife and told her not to pick me up at the airport. It was just that easy. Nextel is awesome. So stop by either Steel Communication location. Right now, they've got a really great offer on the table. 400 cellular minutes, unlimited direct connect minutes, unlimited nights and weekends, unlimited nationwide direct connect, and long distance, all for less than $50 a month. But this offer is only good until September 30th. Now, here comes the good part. If you mention that you heard this ad, the folks at Steel Communication will give you a $40 phone for free. This is a really great offer. If you're looking for a phone, check out Nextel and Steel Communication. Ridge Road West, next to Boston Market, and on Ridge Road in Webster, across from the Town Hall.
Hello there, this is Bruce Williams. Now let's face it, there are all kinds of people out there calling themselves financial planners, but check their credentials. I want you to make the right choice. My choice, Mike Kazakis. Why? Because I know Mike. I know he speaks the language that you can understand. Hey, I can understand. He has the credentials. He knows his craft. Mike is a senior vice president of Morgan Stanley Dean Witter and a certified financial planner. He's been a trusted name in the Rochester community for over 20 years. Now, you've heard his financial comments on radio and TV. Mike can help you make decisions. Decisions that affect your lifetime. And he'll give you ideas to reduce your taxes if you need financial direction. Mike Kazakis is your guy. Line yourself up with Mike. Get the information. Work from a position of strength.
You can call Mike at 243-2454. That's 243-2454. Call Mike Kazakis, 243-2454. Morgan Stanley, member SIPC.
Why is it that in mountain towns you see Subaru after Subaru?
Why is it that so many parents who make safety a priority in their choice of vehicle pick Subaru?
Why is it that performance car and rally racing enthusiasts are choosing a Subaru?
Because people who want exceptional traction, balance, and control depend on the Subaru Symmetrical All-Wheel Drive System. It's a unique system that drives every Subaru we build.
It constantly monitors driving conditions, automatically transferring power from the wheels that slip to the wheels that grip.
It's one reason why 2002 RL Poll company registration statistics showed that 97% of Subaru models sold in the last 10 years are still on the road.
Whether you want to hold on in snow,
hold on to those you love,
hold on in a hairpin turn,
or simply hold on to your car for a long, long time, the Subaru Symmetrical All-Wheel Drive System holds on to you.
Subaru.
Driven by what's inside.
Rochester's most listened to radio station. Period. 50,000 watt news radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.
CBS News. I'm radar from News Source 13 showing no precipitation in the entire area. Mainly clear skies. Temperatures at 67 degrees, just up a degree seconds ago. Beautiful day. And it's a time for the second hour of Sound Bites coming up right here on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Plasula.
I'm Frank Schauer.
And we are indeed, yes, no kidding, really going to the phones now. And first let me thank each and every one of the people who has been waiting online so patiently. Our first caller, Linda. Linda, what's your question?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you.
39, right?
No, I'm proud to say I'm 55.
Well, that was me. I was 39 yesterday.
That's right. Your birthday. No, what? The 18th. No, I guess
19.
The 19th. That's right. Steve's birthday was yesterday. Dave's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Mine was the 10th, and he was actually 28 yesterday, wasn't he? 24?
Well, have socks older than that.
Yeah, you're wearing socks older than that. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What's your question, Linda?
Okay. I've got a hardware firewall. I heard a lot about it, and I was listening to Dave say about Internet Explorer. Am I susceptible because I've got a hardware firewall as opposed to a software firewall?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference? Am I more protected with a hardware firewall?
More protected against what? A firewall will prevent outside attacks from getting to your computer.
Yeah.
It will not stop viruses. It will not stop pop-ups. It will not stop other things.
Okay.
It will not stop web pages that you go to that contain the malicious code because you've requested it.
Right. The problem here, Linda, is that you need all of this stuff.
Right.
The firewall is excellent because it stops people from breaking into your machine from an external source.
Right.
And the antivirus
stops people from sending you it doesn't stop them from sending it to you. It stops you from getting it.
Okay, I've got antivirus. I've got Adaware. I got Scybot.
Yep.
Spybot, S&B,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, I've got all that.
Then you need a pop-up killer.
And I've got, Google has got a pop-up killer that came with their Google Toolbar.
Yes, that's a new feature in the Google Toolbar.
Yeah, I've got that. So I think I'm covered, am I?
Yep.
You're as covered as anybody can be. Nicely done.
The other thing you want to do, though, Linda, is to go to, if you're running Internet Explorer, click on the tools. Where it's on the toolbar where it says tools.
Uh-huh.
One of the things there is Microsoft updates. You click on that, it'll take you to the Microsoft.
I have that automatic. It automatically pops up.
Good. Go there, check for the updates. As long as you stay current with the updates, you're
good.
But
now you got to be updating everything. You got to update your Adware. You've got to update your antivirus. You've got to update the operating system. As long as you do all of that, you're as protected as any human being can be.
Or you get a Mac or you get a Linux box and don't worry about any of that.
I have a question. I mean, doesn't this seem kind of pathetic when you think about this? When do you have time to use your computer?
This, of course, from the Linux guy who, if he really feels the urge to play, can just type a couple of commands, download clam-av, and that's the only thing around to help the Linux people, because there are no viruses found for Linux.
What is this virus thing?
Right, exactly. But yes, Linda, you are as protected as it's possible for a Windows person to be.
Microsoft has an update for the past 4 days. I keep getting, I don't know if I'm getting the same one. Are they updating every day now?
Could be.
Yep.
Okay, because I thought maybe I was getting the same one, because every morning I turn it on, I got another update.
Yep.
That's very feasible.
Yeah. It's possible. Now, you're not talking about updates in your email.
No, I'm talking about,
XP warning you that there's updates.
Yep,
those are good.
Go for it, update them.
Okay, well, happy birthday, guys.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller, Harris. Welcome, Harris. Where are you calling from?
Hello, I have an email problem, too.
Okay.
I've been getting quite a few over the last week, messages with this, under MSN mail. Mail delivery subsystem is a subject, and the subject is, return mail user unknown.
Right.
It comes from a variety of sources, typically AOL or Netscape.net.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know quite how to stop these because there are so many of them.
Unfortunately, you can't. The problem is not yours.
What that's a symptom of is somebody has a virus, a worm, and it's sending itself out to everybody in their address book, pretending to come from somebody else in their address book.
In this case, it's me.
In this case, it's you.
Lucky
so,
you.
In fact, there is nothing you can do about that. All you can do is write to everybody you know and say, one of you has a virus, fix it.
Or and the only thing you could do is change your email address, and then it will just delay it until it starts happening again.
Right, right, right. But that's unfortunately. So when you get stuff that's now, first of course, you do need to make sure that in fact you're not infected. But once you've assured that, all you can do is keep throwing those things away. Unfortunately.
Just one more quick question for. Mr. Enright there, about your favorite operating system, ME, which I have.
Even on my birthday, they got to bring it up.
Is there any way that I can get my money refunded from Microsoft on that thing?
I wish you could.
Because it's cost me so much lost time and effort trying to keep it going.
If you read the license agreement that you agreed to, in the very, very fine print, there's clauses that Microsoft cannot be held liable for any problems that the software causes.
Or if they destroy any data. Say you were upgrading from 98 to that system,
yes.
And all your data got lost.
Oh well,
that's your chance.
My problem.
Yeah, not suitable, or they don't certify suitability or fitness or merchantability. Yeah, there's the word I'm looking for.
They're merchantability.
Yeah, basically, you give us money and we give you something, and it might work.
Yeah,
and
hope
if it doesn't,
too bad.
And we're not. If it doesn't work, we're not liable.
These are the same
implied
people.
Warranty of merchantability is the clause you were going for. When you buy a product, you expect it to work.
Yeah, this clearly their license was written by the same people who wrote the license for Western Union. Did you ever actually read that?
It's the same guy that put the sign up, that gave the idea to Milton for the sign to hell.
Exactly. Right. Abandon hope, all you enter here. The license, the warranty for Western Union, back when people sent telegrams, was they might possibly, maybe, make an attempt to deliver this. No promises. If it didn't get there, oh well.
Yep.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just buy a Mac.
There you go.
Okay.
Or a nice Linux box. But if you get a Mac, you've got a nice Unix box.
Yeah, Unix underneath.
Yes, you do.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Harris.
I apologize on behalf of Microsoft, although, of course, I have nothing to do with them. There has been people have begun to talk about the massive loss of productivity due to the problems in the operating system. And, of course, the operating system everybody uses is Windows, so that's the one that gets
studies have been done up to yin-yang about it, but when in a business environment, when a computer gets a virus, the typical cost for desk side support, cleaning it up, and lost employee productivity is between $125 and $175 per user.
Yep. Now, I've got a bunch of folks who work for me. And we're not talking about desktops because no viruses hit my desktops. We're talking strictly about servers, right? I've got about an equal number of Linux and Windows servers. I got four people who handle the Windows servers, one guy who handles the Linux servers, and he spends most of his time doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's also my web and database guy.
Yeah, when the last time I touched my Solaris box was?
Just to do it.
Just to make sure if I remember the password. I haven't touched that thing in 9 months.
Yeah.
That was one of the apocryphal stories about Intel, that they have a graphics department, and most of the commercials you see on TV for Intel are done on a Mac, because that's what they're good at.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they have their typical response is one technician for every 20 PCs in their help desk.
That's about right.
They have one technician for all 200 Macs.
Yep. Yeah,
and he's not very busy.
Yeah, sure.
Solaris admins typically admin anywhere between 1,000 and 2,000 boxes.
Can you believe that? Is that phenomenal?
And that's why neither Linux nor the Mac has any chance of making it in business, because the administrators and tech people will lose their jobs.
I was actually talking to a guy the other day who said, "No, I will never bring Linux into my shop because I would be out of a job."
They lose their power.
Or at least the people who work for me.
I have 15 people reporting to me. I put a Mac in. I don't need them.
It's exactly That's exactly it. All right, we're going to go on to our next caller now, and our next caller is Joe from Buffalo. Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Howdy. I wanted to say, Tony, that's absolutely stupendous news that you
we're talking about Ford. I mean, Viva La Penguin, you know?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. It didn't make a lot of noise in the business or at the average consumer level, but, you know, think about it. Ford, Oracle, it's much more prevalent in Europe and Asia Pacific. We're kind of isolated in this country about what's happening, but, you know...
Yeah, there is a whole other world.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the government of Germany... Microsoft's in big trouble. If they do not, seriously, the buzz in my industry is if they don't make some fundamental changes to the way they write software, 2.5 to 3 years,
yeah,
and they're going to lose 70% of their market share.
And you know what? I've said this over and over and over again. If you follow the history of IBM and move ahead 30 years, 20 to 40 years, it varies, Microsoft is paralleling them. And what happened 35 years ago with IBM? They started losing overseas customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they were losing American customers.
Well, then they started losing their bread and butter in the big mainframe.
Exactly.
Market.
We're seeing it continue to happen time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible news, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, well, yes, it is. I wanted to tell you guys I finally fixed that file deletion problem in Windows 2000.
Oh, great. What'd you do?
There was a checkbox that it said something about inheriting permissions of the object. If it was unchecked, you couldn't do a thing with this file to delete it, but you check that, you say apply, and it
voila,
magically goes away.
There you go.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was the thing that VeriSign did this week about helping you find domains.
Yep. Oh, yeah. What happened was VeriSign started a new service.
Yeah,
whereas if you mistyped a name, they brought you to one of their websites where they tried to sell you a service.
Yes.
And the strange thing is Microsoft Internet Explorer already does that.
Yes, it does.
If you type in the wrong name, it goes to search.microsoft.com. And did you mean this?
Right.
Well, but the thing about this is now there a whole bunch of anti-spam efforts are down the drain because people can identify themselves as anything they want in the com and the net domains. And
right,
the mail server goes, does this domain exist? And VeriSign happily says, oh, yeah, it does.
Right. Well, no, it's down now. The service is back down because they did get sued.
Oh, wow.
And the service is down. If you go in and type and mistype a name, had you done it earlier in the week, you'd have gone to this lovely VeriSign page. Now you get one of those, I have no clue where you're going.
I just tried it this afternoon, and it was still handing out the A record anyway. I don't know about MX.
No, I don't think the MX record is there. Because I just tried it now, and it's not happening for me.
I just tried it on my machine, and it's trying to go to the Site Finder site, but can't.
Right.
Well, I was just using a DNS lookup tool. I wasn't trying with a web browser.
Oh, no, you want to try
right
in the web
browser. DNS lookup, you're hitting cached DNS servers.
Right.
Yeah,
Right. Sometimes
nobody,
you can get too smart, Joe.
Nobody, if you're on cable or DSL, none of them run a real-time DNS.
Well, I was actually going to one of the root servers with the tool, but yeah.
Well, if you're going to one of the root servers, it's one of the ones that's a caching server because they won't accept anything other than regular users. Won't.
So try going right to a site from inside the browser. You'll see that it's
yeah.
Going.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you,
and
Joe.
Bye.
Keep smiling, will you?
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Dan from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Listen, I keep getting this mysterious file that shows up on my desktop, usually after I've been browsing about on Internet Explorer. I've got Windows XP. I've got a while running, but I keep getting this file.
What's it called?
It's just it's a tilde, like a squiggly line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is usually about maybe 200 kilobytes, something like that.
Is that the Outlook bug?
Yeah.
I've seen it on my buddy's computer, too. Like,
yeah.
It just happens, maybe every month or every 2 months I see it. It's just
it's
very
a known bug. It's a known bug in the Microsoft. I thought it was in Outlook. But it might be in the browser, too, and it's a known bug in Microsoft. You basically ignore the file.
Or trash it.
It's not a a virus. It's not a worm.
No.
It's not spyware. It's just a bug in the Windows
code.
I know that's a shock. Were you sitting?
Yeah.
Because, I hope you were sitting. But it is a bug in the Windows code.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. Sorry.
Okay.
Why am I apologizing? What did I have?
You didn't write it.
Before we go any farther, I just want to remind you that we are in the process of trying to give away a free copy, a $30 books of there. It's on sale right now for $20 at the website, special, but we've got one free right here. Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
If you can answer the question.
And the trivia question is, who is Amit Yoren, and who did he replace? Our next caller is Gene. Gene is sitting somewhere on a cell phone.
Welcome. Yep, how are you? I'll make it real quick, and I'll listen to you on the radio because we're on our way to church. But I didn't have any clip art, so I had to cut out a piece of artwork to paste it on to make a poster. And it has this imaginary line that appears on there no matter what you do. You can cut the shape out, but you'll always get a square imaginary line all the way around it, all four corners.
Yes.
I'll listen to you.
Yeah, what happens is when you cut something out, it depends on the software you use to do your cutting and pasting. If you're using, what's the big one?
Photoshop.
Photoshop, thank you. That you can do odd shaped cutouts.
Yeah, you can be very precise with that.
With the lasso tool, but with most of them, when you do a cutout, you do get a square place. So it basically requires that you pay the money for the higher end product in order to get that. Or you can use the GIMP, which is absolutely free, the GNU Image Manipulation Program at GIMP.org. That's free, but it takes a while to learn. It's an incredibly powerful program, but that makes it, unfortunately, a little complex.
It's just the only thing I don't like is it doesn't do CMYK.
It doesn't do CMYK, so for a purist, it's a bad thing, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But for 95% of the user base out there, it's great.
It's great. Yep. We're going to take another quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
May I have your attention here, ladies and gentlemen?
Now, this is an important program. This is history.
For 15 years, he's been turning dissenters into ditto heads.
Double dog ditto.
Ditto, great Poobah.
Hi, Rush. You're my hero.
I'm a ditto, you're a ditto, she's a ditto, he's a ditto. Would you like to be a ditto head too?
Celebrating 15 years at the Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies.
And prospering. Continuing to grow.
Weekdays, 2 till 5. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Thank you.
This message is for those of you who grind your teeth at night. The Doctor's Night Guard is the dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. And because you fit it yourself, not your dentist, you will save money. However, it's not recommended you attempt to save money in other areas of dentistry, such as do-it-yourself bridge work, root canals, and drilling. But cushioning your teeth with the Doctor's Night Guard is, as one dentist put it, perfectly okay. Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard at your drugstore.
Everyone feels the financial squeeze now and then. Your home needs repair, college tuition is due, things get tight. Borrowing against your home may seem like an easy way to raise cash, but if you're not careful, your financial problems can go from bad to worse. If you don't understand all of the terms of your loan agreement, including the interest rates, fees, and penalties, you may not be able to afford your monthly payment, and this can lead to losing your home. So before you borrow against your home, ask the right questions. Shop around and compare terms. Don't borrow more than you can afford, and never sign documents you don't understand. You may want to get legal advice. A home loan is serious business. Know the facts first. If you have questions about using your home to get a loan, call the New York State Banking Department at 1-800-334-3360. 1-800-334-3360. Paid for by the New York State Banking Department.
Just 20 minutes from Rochester, where the car deals are the best. Moyer, Moyer, we always say yes.
Get to Moyer today and let them say yes to you. It's 0-60 time. That's right, 0% financing for 5 years. Or now, get up to $6,000 in rebates on almost all Chevy, Olds, and Buicks. And exclusively at Moyer, you'll get additional dollar discounts on all Chevy, Olds, and Buicks. Again, only at Moyer. Don't wait, because this deal won't be here for long. And Moyer wants to say yes to you. Plus, Moyer always has the lowest price program, cars and trucks, like a huge selection of 2003 Aleros for under 10 grand, Impalas for under 10 grand, Cavaliers for less than 7 grand. Moyer.
Moyer, Moyer. We always say yes.
They're dying to say yes.
Moyer, Moyer. We always say yes.
Watch the Radio Music Awards live on NBC Monday, October 27th at 9, 8 Central. Brought to you by Trim Spa. Trim Spa got Anna Nicole Smith, supermodel trim. See her at trimspa.com. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and GNC.
Where does Rochester turn for objective financial information?
to Money and More, hosted by the Partners of the Horizon Group, every Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pusilla.
And I'm Craig Schaller.
And we are trying to give away a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. Let me talk about this product for a minute. You not only get pop-up blocking, which, by the way, is phenomenal, you also get adware blocking. Third-party stealth programs can't spawn ads even inside your machine. You get spyware blocking. It kills spyware, keeps you safe from prying eyes. You get cookie killing. Gives you the ability to kill cookies. Excuse me. I meant to say you get AdwareZilla. SpywareZilla. CookieZilla. How about adding... But wait, there's more.
Tell
you
us.
Get HistoryZilla, fully integrated history eraser. Erase your internet history at will so your parents don't know where you've... I mean, so...
No, we don't tell them...
And, but wait, there's more. Free. That's free. Not only are we giving away a copy of the program so that the program is free, but in addition, you get free 24/7 support. You don't get that from anybody anymore.
No.
And you get it from the folks at Stopzilla.
Well, you do,
live
you...
chat, email, toll-free 800 number, all available when you buy a copy of Stopzilla. Or, in this case, simply answer one single trivia question, and you get it free. And that trivia question is, who is Amit Yoren, and who did he replace? That's, who is Amit Yoren, and who did he replace? So call in now. Operator is standing by. In the meantime, I think we should talk a little bit, a moment of silence.
Galileo.
Tony?
We always hear about NASA's failures, and some of them are... You know,
spectacular,
and some of them are, you know, really devastating to humanity. But we look at some of their successes that we don't know about. Voyager, which is still transmitting. The Galileo satellite was orbiting Jupiter, and they did some phenomenal work in getting buggy software working and antennas that were broken, and they got much more life out of it than they ever expected.
That ran for 14 years.
For 14 years, and... Sunday, tomorrow, at about 1900 hours Greenwich Mean Time, Galileo...
10 to 4 our time.
Yeah, Galileo will go into Jupiter's atmosphere at about 30 miles per second.
Right. And the important question is, will they throw it back?
Well, one of the big reasons they... one of the big reasons they decided to crash it into Jupiter itself is that they were afraid that, you know, when the orbit's finally decayed, it might crash into Europa. Europa, they're pretty sure, has water... which means it might have life. And so they didn't want to get any of our nasty Earth bacteria on Europa and contaminate life there. So
sort of a reverse half the episodes of Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Right. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Jack, sitting on a cell phone. Welcome, Jack.
How do you feel sitting on it?
All right,
I wouldn't want to sit on mine.
He can't hear us if he's sitting on it. Jack, talking on a cell phone.
Yes, I'm talking on my cell phone. It's Moody Blues 100, actually.
Moody!
How you guys doing?
Well, that's what that Blues 300 is that you wrote under there. Holy cow, Craig is new at this.
Oh, jeez, I'm on a cell phone. You're going to have to cut it.
And where are you today?
I think I'll be able to answer the question, but if you just...
Man, are you breaking up or what?
Yeah.
Moody, get out of the shower with that cell phone.
I don't think he's hearing us either.
I can't hear a thing. I'm sorry, Moody. I cannot hear a thing you're saying.
It sounds like he's standing in a shower.
I wish I could. Yeah,
and
I know.
They're not waterproof.
Wherever you are they still having a hurricane? Because we cannot hear you. You broke up so badly we lost the signal. I apologize.
Moody, try again.
Call back and we'll be happy to talk to you. In the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about our poll. Every week we do a poll. Last week's poll, there was a movement afoot to hold Microsoft liable for security holes in their operating system. 73% of you said yes. That's 337 votes total. I want to thank each and every one of you. That makes this one number 20 on the all-time hit list. for the Soundbites polls, and 73% of you said yes, and 27% of you said no. So that was actually quite moderate for our viewers. I was very impressed by that. This week's poll is all about pop-ups. We're giving away Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. And so we also have a poll on pop-ups. And the question is, how many pop-ups do you get in an average day, ranging from over 100 to fewer than 10? And so far we have 108 votes, and fewer than 10 is leading, followed by 10 to 25, 25 to 50. Several of you, in fact, have said you get over 100 a day. Each and every one of you is a candidate for Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. And it looks to me like Moody is back.
I am back. I don't know for how long, but we'll give it a shot anyway.
Right.
Actually, I was going to ask you guys if you wanted to pick the question, the topic today. We could choose from Mozilla, Outlook Express, or, either one of those will do.
Let's start with Outlook Express.
Let's start with Outlook. Okay. Every time Outlook Express opens up, my son's instant messenger pops up at the same time.
Yep.
And I can't get rid of it.
Yep. That's a feature.
Oh, okay. Well, my solution to that feature was to switch over to Mozilla's mail, and now it doesn't happen.
Right.
That's a better feature.
That's a way better feature. Mozilla Mail is terrific. If you want to play, you should take a look at Thunderbird. It's a 0.02 release, so I don't know that you should run it.
It's better
daily
than Microsoft Gold Code.
It is. Yeah. That was Tony Placilla, ladies and gentlemen. But you should. That's a pretty cool one. But you're right. Moving to Mozilla Mail is a much better choice.
One nice feature with the new version of Thunderbird is what they've put into it is a Bayesian spam filter. Now, admittedly, that's pure alpha. But what Bayesian spam filters do is when mail comes in, you tag it and you say, this is spam. This is not spam. This is good. And it learns based on as you tag your mail. So when you start seeing, you know, the little purple pill mails, you don't even see them. They just get dumped away.
Right.
It's integral in the mail client.
Yeah, very nifty.
I've actually seen a couple of those filters get a little too paranoid with corporate mail. A lot of businesses now are putting these, you know, two-paragraph disclaimers at the end of their messages about this opinion isn't the company's and you can't take it, you know. So the mail filter, the spam filters are seeing that as repetitive messages and marking it as spam.
Right, which is where this technology comes in, because you can adjust the level of how tight you want it to be or how loose.
Yeah. Moody, you need a landline, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
We have an 800 number, you know.
That's what I dialed on. Except I'm in my car.
Oh,
where are you today?
Where am I? I am on the New York State Thruway on my way home.
Congratulations.
From beautiful New Jersey.
Okay, what do you want to say about Mozilla?
Mozilla, okay. There's a website that I go to in addition to Soundbites that has, they make their show available for download.
Yes.
When I go to download the show in Mozilla, I get text instead of the download manager.
Yeah.
So the file doesn't download, and it works fine with IE.
Yeah, what it means is that something is not set in terms of
the MIME type.
The MIME type. What the easiest thing to do is to right click and say save link as.
Okay, I'll have to give that a shot then.
Yeah, and you'll find that sometimes that happens. That's why on the Soundbites archive page, I set it up so that it downloads it as FTP or HTTP, because some systems take one very well, some take the other very well. I figure, what the heck, I'd give you a choice.
Yeah. Okay.
And to fix that, you need to go in and edit your MIME types, and it's probably, you know, either ZIP or EXE is accidentally set to view in browser instead of save as file.
Yeah. Or MP3 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the type you're downloading.
And that can be a good or a bad thing, because think of if, you know, most browsers now have plugins that handle PDF documents, so if you click on a PDF, it pops up in a browser window. Sometimes you don't want to do that. You just want to download it and look at it later. I've gotten used to always just right-clicking and choosing save as, no matter what it is.
Right. I've taken the PDF filter out of my browsers because I always want to download it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, all of that may be going away. I forget the name of the company, but there's a small company that just won a lawsuit.
$476 million, thank you.
$476 million lawsuit against Microsoft because they patented plug-in. the plug-in technology.
Oh, really?
Which means that Microsoft is being told they have to take it out.
Oh!
Well, that's bad, because every browser uses plug-in.
Yeah.
And what'll happen is Microsoft will just get people to write their own code and hack with everybody.
Or you're going to see some an extension of the protocol service like FTP, HTTP. You're going to see an application server where when you click on a link, it's going to open up, rather than embedded within the browser, it's going to be a stream to an application.
And can I interrupt for just a second?
I don't know. Can you?
My wife just called me on my cell phone.
Okay.
I told her I was going to the radio.
Yeah.
I left the radio playing in the house.
Yeah.
Shirley.
I'm on the radio.
Listen to the radio, Shirley. He's on the radio, Shirley.
If you want to talk to me, call Craig.
There are four other people who will vouch for the fact that he is, in fact, here on the radio. As opposed to out gallivanting somewhere, he's here. And if you really need to see it, next time leave the webcam up.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I thought the radio playing would be enough.
Unfortunately, Tony's not. Tony, get your face in here for a minute. We need to see Tony in the webcam. Give me a second here. I'll let you know when we're going to upload. You might be in now. Not yet. Next time around?
Yeah.
We're trying to get Tony in on the webcam because I just noticed that he's out on this. Okay, here we go.
A wide angle
5,
for that.
4, 3, 2, and here it goes. Should be uploading, and we should see Tony is not there. That's fascinating. Where did I...
Technology in the wrong hands, folks.
Storing file. There we go.
Store, then upload.
There he is. Hey! Okay, that's Tony, ladies and gentlemen. The mustachioed one.
I do not take any blame if your computer monitor just goes broke.
See, we all have mustaches, but Dave and Tony don't have beards.
Right.
Even Craig's in on it today.
And the one with the dark mustache, right.
Yeah,
right.
And Nick's got the mad Unix beard working. So.
I do. So me and John Hall.
Yeah, you've got...
Who's the guy? Is he the guy selling vitamins?
No.
Who's the guy selling vitamins on the internet?
There's a
phone. They're selling vial.
Yeah, I got to put a picture of Mad Dog up there.
I
actually met him at Linux World last month. What a brilliant man.
Ugh.
I mean, not just in computers, but social commentary and understanding the practical way the world works. Just an incredible.
Yep.
Read his work sometime.
Yep. John Mad Dog Hall is the man's name. And don't forget, we're still trying to give away a copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. All you have to do is tell us who Amit Yoren is and who he replaced. Our next caller is Tom from Hamlin, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm not a computer genius or anything, but I got a question and it's bugging me. I can't figure out how to do this. I got Nero version 6, and I got it off online. I paid for it, and before I wipe Windows XP out and redo it all over again, I'm trying to back it up, and I got it on a CD. And I'm just playing with it to see if I can reopen it up before I go and wipe everything out and lose it completely.
Why are you flushing Windows XP?
I got picked up some bad stuff on Kazaa, and I think my computer's got a bug in it.
Instead of doing those drastic measures, have you first, try running Stinger, AdAware, and then updating your antivirus and running that to first try cleaning it out?
Yeah, I got the AdAware 6, and I got Norton antivirus, but for some reason, whenever I'm not even online, and I'm not even using a peer-to-peer or nothing, I get pop-ups coming up on my my computer. I'm not even online. What's the deal with that?
If you're not online, then it's probably some sort of spyware, but if you've got AdAware, when you downloaded AdAware, did you update it before you ran it?
No, I didn't.
You get
you
an
have
update.
To because they're, even the one that's online doesn't have the latest updated things. And you got the on the very first screen, just above the start button, there's an update link.
Check for updates. And you want to do that. It'll go out there and tell you whether you're current or there's an update. It'll say connect. You connect. It'll download it. Once it's done, it says finish. Takes you back to the very first screen again. You just go press next, and it'll scan for the virus. And you'll be surprised. from the old version to the new, how many more pop-ups it'll find.
Yeah, and in addition, I want you to make sure in the setup that you're checking every single one of your hard drives, because it could be hiding on, if you've got more than just the C drive, it could be hiding on a different drive.
It's much better to go this method than try to reload XP from scratch.
Yeah, you're way better off trying that.
And I'm going to say your original question probably is you probably cannot reload Nero off the CD.
Right.
You have to copy it to your hard drive so it can decompress and store into a temp file.
Or uninstall it and reinstall it on another drive
letter. Right. But if you back up that file onto the CD, it should be safe for you to reinstall it at a later time back on the hard drive.
Shirley again?
No, it's just telling me I missed a call.
Ah.
Okie doke.
Yeah, because that spyware...
I think we lost Tom. Did we lose Tom? I apologize, Tom.
Man had the record for the longest time of 684. Just this past week, I beat him with 726 viruses, or spyware programs, on one machine.
Wow. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show ever. And I'm talking ever. Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The first time it was a huge success. The response was so overwhelming, we turned him away in droves. The second time, who knows? Laughing with Lonsberry 2, Saturday night, October 4th at the Venetian, formerly Arenas in Webster. Laughing with Lonsberry 2. Get tickets at Row Photos, The Source, and the Venetian for just $10 in advance. And get them quick, because they'll go quick. Laughing with Lonsberry 2, Saturday, October 4th at 8 p.m. at the Venetian, formerly Arenas in Webster, from 11 WHA.
I'm Chet Walker.
And I'm Jim Taylor, president of R.J. Taylor Construction, with a preview of the November 9th appearance by Bill Cosby to benefit the Lifetime Assistance Foundation.
Experienced, beloved entertainer Bill Cosby, who's delighted audience all over the world with his wonderful gift of humor. Bill Cosby will perform at an appearance Sunday afternoon, November 9th, at the Eastman School of Music's Eastman Theater.
There was only one kid in the neighborhood that had a pair of sneakers. His name was Rudy. I'll never forget it. Rudy came running by us. So fast.
What was that?
I don't know. It was something fast. You know, and he came up. How you doing, gang? How's everything? It's good to see you. What do you got on?
I got on sneakers.
See that? They make you run fast. You can run, stop on a dime. I'll give you 9 cents change.
The Lifetime Assistance Foundation was established to serve children and adults with developmental disabilities. Please join R.J. Taylor in supporting this presentation of the 7th Annual Inspiration Award to Bill Cosby. Call Ticketmaster for your tickets today.
Join us Sunday, November 9th, to experience Bill Cosby.
Talk Radio 1180 WHAS.
This station is participating in a contest with other radio stations owned and not owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc. Both inside and outside of this station's listening area, called Your Trip. A winner and one guest receive round trip airfare to Las Vegas, Nevada, departing on October 25th, returning October 28th. A 3-night double occupancy room at the Aladdin Casino Resort, 2 tickets to the Radio Music Awards, and $500 cash. Prize value of $3,000. A total of 176 prize packages will be awarded nationwide. Winner also becomes a finalist for a chance to win additional cash prize and a $1 million annuity payable over 40 years. Finalists must be present in Las Vegas to win. See complete rules for details. To play, listen weekdays beginning September 15th through October 19th, 2003, between 6 a.m. and 12 midnight Eastern Time for the contest trigger. After the contest trigger is broadcast, the 50th Nationwide College of 1-866-525 wins. That's 1-866-525-9467 wins. No purchase necessary. First is not a free cost of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in a participating radio station's total survey area. A parent or guardian of any winner who is a minor must sign a release on behalf of the minor and must also accompany the minor on any travel prize. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio Nationwide and or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc. of the media companies and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. For complete contest rules or where required by law, a list of winners, contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. Copyright 2003. Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated.
People everywhere are talking about Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. Here's Jim Hershberger, 20-time national track champion, active senior athlete, and pain sufferer.
I just was shocked. This has made everything work just like it used to.
Better today. The Yankee defense. The Yankee defense this year.
Don't have the pain.
Blue Emu is made with 7% pure emu oil, so it penetrates deep and fast. Feel the difference. Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief. Now available in a pain-relieving patch, too, at stores everywhere.
Look, you're in therapy for a reason. You're an SUV engine that acts like a weak little old hatchback engine. We've tried sleep deprivation, shock therapy. I want you to start something radical. New Pennzoil SUV truck and minivan motor oil is designed for hard-working engines like you. You won't fold under the stress, and you won't wet your drip pan at night.
Hard-working engines need a hard-working oil. Introducing Pennzoil SUV truck and minivan motor oil with time-release protection. Helps keep engines running stronger, longer. Not just oil. Pennzoil.
Saturday night, the race for the American League East continues. The Yanks head south and battle Lou Piniella's Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Coverage follows Sound Bites at 6 Saturday on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
Steven Ray.
Excuse me. I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pusilla.
I'm behind. I'm turning the mics on.
And who are you?
We just call him behind for short. Our next... or something even shorter. Our next caller is Dave from Perry, New York. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Thanks for being there.
Sure. Thanks for being there.
Yeah. You're welcome. I have a Dell Inspiron 4100, and it's developed an annoying problem. I'm running Windows XP Pro, and when it accesses the hard drive to do some processing, it goes in bursts rather than in continuous access. It's on for a second, then off for half a second, then on for a second. Now, I probably can put up with this, but like when I'm listening to a sound file, Windows Media Player or similar sound file player, mm-hmm. It cuts the sound in and out when it does that.
Yeah.
And I need help in trying to diagnose it.
Isn't there a thing under performance, how we used to adjust memory? Within Windows XP, there's a way of under performance telling it whether this your current program should get more front end versus rear.
How much memory, physical memory, is in the machine also?
I think it has 256.
And did it used to work?
Yes, it did.
What it sounds like is something is running in the background and taking up significant portions of your memory.
Yeah.
It could, because the problem is that it doesn't, the software doesn't have a big enough buffer to load stuff in. So check for spyware.
More memory.
If you're running Kazaa or any of those things, kill it with extreme prejudice. If you're running any sort of instant messenger, any of that sort of fare.
Microsoft Office Find Fast.
Microsoft Find Fast. Any of that stuff, get rid of it.
Okay.
And that should... Do you now run something in the background?
Well, I don't have any spyware because I've kept up with that.
Good.
I know that. But Instant Messenger is on the machine, although I don't usually run it. It's my son's.
Yeah, but if you look in the lower corner, you'll see the... icon there, won't you?
Well, no, I got rid of that.
Okay.
I got rid of that little problem.
More memory, though, would definitely help.
Yeah,
XP loves as much memory. 256, I consider entry level for XP. I'd rather see you get up to 512. Yeah.
Okay. I would also suggest that you might want to take a look and see how full your hard drive is.
Or fragmented if you're not using NTFS.
Right, defragmented if necessary.
Okay, I'll defrag it and see what happens.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
You know, Nick, I wanted to talk about one thing. Last week's poll, when, you know, we were talking about is Microsoft liable for their software and things like that, and what we were talking about before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. You know, Microsoft says no. You buy it, it's yours, you get to keep both pieces if it breaks. And I just came back from Sunday at work. If you have an application that runs in Solaris,
mm-hmm.
and you upgrade Solaris, and the application doesn't work, Sun will file a bug against Solaris and fix Solaris. So they guarantee that the operating system works.
Well, they're a pretty good company. Sun is a pretty doggone good company.
Well, that's also the intended market, too. You know, Solaris is usually running on your big servers that cannot afford to go down.
But also think about it, too, on workstations. We're talking workstations applications. The last one I know about is there was an upgrade for FrameMaker. On the workstation, Solaris 9, when you upgraded to Solaris 9, FrameMaker didn't work. And they pulled in kernel engineers to fix Solaris, so FrameMaker on the workstation would work.
Yep.
So that's where Microsoft needs to go. They
really
need to go.
Even with Microsoft, like with XP, you really don't own it. You're just leasing it.
Mm-hmm.
In technicality.
Which is annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I read the macOS license once, too. Word for word, you know, including all the fine print, and there were some interesting little exclusions. Is that Apple will not, and I'm sure it's similar for Microsoft. Apple will not allow you to run the Mac OS on any machine that controls a nuclear power plant, that controls submarines, hospitals,
Mm-hmm. So anything, you know, life and death, basically, because, right. you know, they acknowledge the OS will sometimes crash, and you right. cannot have it crash when it's running your nuclear power plant.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, there was a big announcement that Windows is going to be the new operating system for ATMs across the nation.
Where's my mattress for my money?
Exactly. In about 2005, they're going to start with that. In a week where there were like a half a dozen major security breaches of Windows, that makes me feel quite secure. Thank you so much.
What are your ATM charges now for, you know, doing charges?
Right.
Know?
Well, I just, I want to meet the first person who tries to get their money back from a bank. Well, I tried to take out $200 in the middle of a transaction. There was a blue screen. You took the money out of my account, but I never got the cash.
Remember the Pentium floating error? I tried to take out $20. It debited my account $20,000.
Yeah, so and we have Norton antivirus for money magic machines.
Right. Right. You're going to see those. Before we do anything else, I have to say, we talked a little bit earlier about the poll. And so far we've got, what, 108, I think it was? No, 116, 117 votes already. Thank you very much. Please vote in our poll, soundbites.org. When you're done with that, you can click in the little yellowish box underneath it to go to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And on that website, you can leave an opinion about the poll. And I have to say, I have to read you word for word, number 20. We already have 22 out there. Number 20. That Craig cam is looking good. I vote to have Craig every week. Craig is apparently the new instant heartthrob.
So, Rob, you've got some competition
yeah,
now.
I've got some competition. Craig is the new heartthrob of sound bites. I'm assuming that wasn't actually left by
his
Rob or Rob's mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your mother, is it?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it was a woman.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But that's, I'd like to, we'd like to thank whoever who left that message because it makes Craig feel good. At the moment, all we're looking at is the Wham sign. And it's a little crooked. What is this, the Batman cam here today or what?
Is it crooked?
Oh, no, it is a little bit.
No. Look at the Wham sign on the wall. The Wham sign on the wall is straight, but over here it's like at a 40-degree angle.
Well, here, how about that?
I don't know yet.
And in a few seconds when it finishes uploading.
Right.
That's some really, really cool little software I'm using for my webcam.
That's lovely. That's good. All righty. We're going back to the phones now. And don't forget, we're trying to give away a copy of Stopzilla. We're talking to Dave on the cell phone. Welcome, Dave. What is everybody on Earth on a cell phone today? Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Quick question on email.
Yes. Oh, Dave, you're so
double.
Entirely lost here.
Well, let's take a stab at it. 1001 Oz, he's getting emails through Outlook Express, and he can't get his attachments is what I'm going to take a guess at because I've already fielded a few questions this past week about that. People trying to get in it because it's turned off in Outlook Express. If
version
you go to
six.
Tools, yeah, go to Tools Options. One of the tabs is Security. Under Security, it's probably checked, Do Not Allow Attachments. If you uncheck that, attachments will be allowed, and you can then save them or view them in Outlook Express
and
6.
We have a link for this on our link list already. Basically, Microsoft is saying that attachments can carry viruses, so we're not letting attachments through. Oh, except for Microsoft Word documents, which they all come from anyway.
Which are where more at. That's exactly right. It's ridiculous. On our website, soundbites.org, if you after you vote, you can and after you go to asknick.com, that's asknick.com, and leave your opinion, you can come back to the Soundbites webpage and scroll down and find all kinds of fascinating information, including a link that says, I heard a website on your show, subtitled The Weekly List links, and that will take you to links about all sorts of stuff that we do, and you should check those out. But now, quickly, I think we have time to go back to the phones and talk to Todd from Gates. Welcome, Todd. What's your question?
Hey, Nick. I'm on OS 9.2 with the Macintosh.
Right.
And I want to go to OS X. Am I going to open myself up to viruses?
Insignificantly more potential, yes. OS 10, based on the Unix kernel, is theoretically susceptible to all the Unix viruses.
Was that a good line of BS?
Not any better than most of his.
Why
don't you just tell it to the guy like it is?
Well, because
the reason
no
I
is an absolute.
Because, The reason I ask is because I've never, ever, ever had one. And I run Norton all the time, and I update, and I've never, ever had a problem. And I kind of wish I do so I could, you know,
use
it
as an excuse, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, OS X based on Unix is susceptible to the Unix viruses there are, which there aren't that many of anyway.
Right.
And they've already been patched.
Right.
So that's, again, the core OS is, isn't susceptible to the viruses that come out for Windows.
All right, we'd like to thank Todd and Cujo there in the background. Well, it looks like we're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who waited till 4:30 to talk to us. Next week we'll be on at the regular time, 12:20 p.m. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the magnificent Tony Placilla, and as always, Craig, I'm dang cute on camera, Shallard, and we'll be back next. I'm Nick Francesco, and we'll be back here next Saturday at 12:20 p.m. with the greatest computer show you'll ever hear, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.